my first initial period at Aston Villa was a sort of a learning curve for me. And when Ron came by and be the manager there, then that really taught me a lot. In his first year, I was his top scorer, what people fail to understand. The first year, I played quite a lot. And I finished Aston Villa top scorer that year. The second year and the third year, I find it very difficult because I wasn't playing as regularly. I find his style of management was hard to come by. I didn't quite understand it. But then again, that was all educational for me. But I stuck with it, and I stuck with Ron, and Ron stuck with me because he could have easily got rid of me. And in the long run, what he has done is made me into a stronger person, to be more determined, and that's, I've got to be very grateful for that. But as I said, that was a very learning curve in my footballing career.
Were you surprised by his racist outburst later on?
Yeah, and I think it just took us all by surprise. I mean, I played under Ron, and I must say that he was the first manager that I've seen have so many black players in his team. I think the biggest disappointment is that when he said it, and in the manner he said it, and the way he said it, I can't defend Ron. You know, as much as I would like to stand there and go, yeah, he's good. He's been good to me. He's been this. He's been that. And you could see all the players I've mentioned play his football team. So clearly he hasn't got an issue with it. But to do it in the manner he did, I can't condone that. And I've got to be truthful to myself rather than try and protect him, because I couldn't.
Did he use language like that at the time?
Looking back on it in my younger days, yeah, maybe he had. But, you know, never thought anything of it because I had a vision. I knew where I wanted to go, and little remarks here or there wouldn't faze me. Because I was such a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, and people would say some things to me and I just never really take it on board. It's like passed through one ear and gone out the other. So he might have done things in the past that maybe was a little bit out of order, but to my eyes, it didn't bother me that much because I knew that I wanted something bigger and I wasn't going to upset the boss in doing so.
Now, the book is dedicated to your two sons,
yeah.
And the first dedication is to Harvey,
yeah.
and it reads, "So he may know the truth." What do you mean by that?
Well, because I've tried in the past to get to know my son. Got close to it a few occasions and kind of hit a brick wall in many ways. And her mom has made my life pretty hell for a long period of time with some of the comments that she had made about me, the allegations she's made against me. And I felt it was hard done by. And my advisors, my legal team, my people who were close, we work behind closed doors so many times to try and make this work. And yet this woman constantly, for the past 5 years, constantly and probably more, you know, barnished my name out there as such a bad person and I'm not caring and all of these allegations that I've heard. With the book coming out, that just wanted to let him know that I'm always here and it's just a matter of being restricted that is keep us apart.
Do you think you've been a good dad?
I'd like to think so. I mean, I like to think so. Of course, I've not made all the right decisions, and I'm not saying that I've not made mistakes along the way. Of course I have.
What are the mistakes?
Sorry?
What are the mistakes?
Maybe times that I probably should have get there on time, and I kind of meet a little bit late. But that's because I'm traveling from Manchester to Brighton. You could imagine the journey and planes and, you know, not having a car when I arrived there waiting for people. That's basically what that was all about, so let him know that, you know, it's not for lack of trying.
Do you feel guilty about not having seen more of him?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, of course. I'd love to spend a lot of time with my kid. I'd love to have an input in his upbringing, without a doubt.